Our passage today is from Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is any praise, dwell on these things. In my first Let's Talk, I shared the first Bible verse I had ever memorized. In this Let's Talk, I want to talk about the first time I experienced the awareness of the Holy Spirit actively working in my life. Soon after we completed the membership class of Bible Fellowship and were accepted as members, I fell in love with the Bible. I could not get enough of it. I was attending women's Bible studies at church, and I looked forward to my morning devotions. I purchased commentaries and concordances, and God was making His Word very precious to me. I began to understand the importance of memorizing the Word, and then began to work through a Bible memorization program. Intellectually, I knew and understood the value of having God's Word stored away. It was our weapon, and I might need it to defend and share my faith. But then God brought His Word to me in a most practical way. I was angry. I was very angry at a person who was close to me. And I was driving down Hammock Road, rehearsing all the reasons my anger was justified and how I had been wronged, and then what I would like to do to make me feel better. None of my emotions or thoughts were anything close to representing my faith. And in full disclosure, I was actually on my way to church. The fact that I was on my way to church did nothing to rein in my anger, and out of nowhere, Philippians 4:8 floated through my mind. I had never experienced this before, so one would think that I would have taken notice and stopped and taken the time to reflect on the verse. That's what one would think, but that is not what I did. I pushed it aside and went back to justifying and rationalizing my position and fueling my anger. Again, the verse was presented to my mind, only this time the verse seemed to be more intense, firm. Unbelievably, I recall making a decision to ignore the prompting of reciting Philippians 4:8. I literally pushed the verse out of my mind and continued on fueling my anger until I pulled up and went into church. Yes, I know. It is crazy to think of, but that's what I did. It wasn't until much later when I had cooled down that it hit me what I had done. For the first time in my life, the Holy Spirit had brought the perfect verse to me in a practical way to diffuse my anger and get me back on track, and I intentionally refused to listen. I still want to duck my head when I recall that evening, and I will never forget my first experience of being led by the Holy Spirit to use the Word of God to fight against evil. I can tell you right where I was on Hammock Road when the verse broke through my ranting. And I am still amazed that I could have been so foolish and stubborn. But this was a good lesson for me early on in my Christian life. The realization of how easy it is to fall into sin and not accept the goodness of God being offered. The Holy Spirit gave me the most beautiful verse to diffuse my anger and turn back to God, and I chose to ignore the prompting. The seven beautiful qualities mentioned in Philippians 4:8 create an environment of peace, and I have used this verse many times since that day to bring calmness and peace to difficult situations. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your unending patience with your children. How do you put up with us? Thank you for the Holy Spirit who would have been justified in giving up on me after I totally rejected Philippians 4:8. I pray I will never be so busy or upset that I miss the gentle prompting in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.